Then why do you see the geranium or rose so carefully nursed in the old cracked teapot in the poorest room, or the morning glory planted in a box and twined about the window? Do not these show that the human heart yearns for the beautiful in all ranks of life? You remember, Kate, how our washerwoman sat up a whole night after a hard day's work to make her first baby a pretty dress to be baptized in. Yes, and I remember how I laughed at you for making such a tasteful little cap for it. True, Kate, but I think the look of perfect delight with which the poor woman regarded her baby in its new dress and cap was something quite worth creating. I do believe she could not have felt more grateful if I had sent her a barrel of flour. Well, I never thought before of giving anything to the poor but what they really needed, and I have always been willing to do that, when I could, without going far out of my way. Ah, cousin, if our Heavenly Father gave to us after this mode, we should only have coarse, shapeless piles of provisions lying about the world, instead of all this beautiful variety of trees and fruits and flowers. Well, well, cousin, I suppose you are right. But have mercy on my poor head. It is too small to hold so many new ideas all at once. So go on your own way. And the little lady began practicing a waltzing step before the glass with great satisfaction.